Hare Krishna. I would like to go back in time to Kartik of 1977. Srila Prabhupada was residing in his house at the Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan. He was very ill. He basically was just lying on his bed. He didn't have the strength to move. And he was hardly eating or drinking. He had no appetite. And devotees, well, let us say, devotees hoped, against hope, that he would recover. But Srila Prabhupada himself spoke about his departure. But at the same time, he also spoke about Govardhan Hill. In the days just prior to Govardhan Puja, Srila Prabhupada announced that he would like to travel by bullock cart from the Krishna Balaram temple to Govardhan Hill to participate in Govardhan Puja at Govardhan Hill itself, and to spend the night camping at Govardhan Hill. Now, from the material point of view, Srila Prabhupada's desire seemed very difficult to fulfill. The roads between Vrindavan and Govardhan were very rough. I mean, even now, they're rough. But back then, they were even more rough. And Srila Prabhupada had no flesh on his body. It was, sometimes we hear the expression, well, it was just like skin and bones. It was really just like skin and bones. And when Srila Prabhupada expressed his desire, Prabhupada's followers, out of love for him, became polarized. The devotees that were serving Srila Prabhupada very closely, his personal caregivers, they were opposed to the idea because they felt that Srila Prabhupada could not sustain the rigors of the journey. That even if they lined the bullock cart with mattresses, he would still be jostled along the way and it would be extremely painful for him. And they feared that he could give up his body on the way. And other disciples thought that it is not our duty to consider the merits of the spiritual master's desire, or the spiritual master's desire, our duty is just to execute it. And the emotions were running very high at the time, you can imagine, because Srila Prabhupada was everything to us. He was in such a delicate condition. But in the end, Srila Prabhupada, I'll tell the story instead of giving my interpretation of it. I'll just tell the story. So, one night, just before Govardhan Puja Day, Srila Prabhupada's godbrother, Akimshana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, was scheduled to come and meet Srila Prabhupada. And as I mentioned, the immediate caregivers to Mount Krishna Goswami, Bhakti Charu Swami, Bhavananda Maharaj, Bhakti Swarup Damodar Swami, they all felt very strongly that Prabhupada should not undertake this journey, or attempt this journey. So when Babaji Maharaj arrived, Bhakti Charu Swami explained to him in Bengali the situation. And meanwhile, Tamal Krishna Goswami and Bhavananda Maharaj were upstairs discussing. And at a certain point, they came running down the stairs, and they were in a very emotional state. And Tamal Krishna Goswami said, "Srila Prabhupada, we are in so much anxiety. We've been discussing the roads to Govardhan, they're so rough, and even if we line the bullock cart with mattresses, you'll be jostled, and it will be very painful for you, and we want you to go, but first you should get a little..." And actually didn't even go that far, just said what I said up until now, and then Prabhupada said, "So you want that I should not go?" And yes. Prabhupada said, he turned to Akimshana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj and said, "You know, my right hand and my left hand, how can I refuse?" And he said, "I don't want to put you in anxiety. That is not my business." And so, and then he said to Babaji Maharaj, "This is love. This is love." But still, and then, you know, some days later, Srila Prabhupada left. But still, it was in our minds that Srila Prabhupada had that desire to go to Govardhan Hill at the end. And Srila Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj also had the same desire. Up until very close to the end, he was residing at Purushottam Kshetra, Sri Jagannath Puri, at Chantak Parvat, which is considered a representation of Govardhan Hill. And he was reciting that same prarthana, prayer by Raghunath Das Goswami, Nijanikatani Vasa Dehi Govardhanatva. So this was very, extraordinary, because Srila Prabhupada really kept his personal ecstasies very much
to himself.
He was very much in the mood of service and preaching. But at the end, somehow he manifested his heartfelt desire to go to Govardhan Hill. So it was in the minds of everyone that that was Srila Prabhupada's desire. And some days after he left, the devotees took Srila Prabhupada in his deity form. There were not so many deities of Srila Prabhupada then because we had his personal presence. Someone had a small brass deity of Srila Prabhupada. So he thought, we will fulfill Srila Prabhupada's desire and take him on parikrama of Govardhan Hill, which they did. And I did not know anything about Govardhan Hill. I was in Bombay. Once I came to Vrindavan, and Srila Prabhupada saw me through the window of his room in Vrindavan, and he commented to his servant, "What's Giriraj doing here? Giriraj can never leave Bombay." 3 days maximum, then he must go back. And when Prabhupada's servant gave me the message, I was planning to stay for 4 days. And when Prabhupada's servant gave me the message, I was so mortified that I said, "I'm going back in 2 days." Too much. So I didn't know anything, really. I'd never been anywhere. So later, the devotees explained to me what we had done. And it turned out that we did half parikrama, the puchari side, the tail end. And our devotees took bath at Kusum Sarovar. We came by Govinda Kund, and that parikrama, and then at the end we went to Tirada Kund and Shama Kund. And the devotees placed, he was on a palanquin, the small deity, and they placed him at the Sangam, the dividing section between Radha Kund and Shama Kund, and with kirtan. And during that kirtan, Srila Prabhupada revealed, it sounds like a theory when I say it, that he was the deity. But at the time, he was the deity. The deity was him. The deity was him. There was no difference. He was fully present, fully conscious, just as we knew him to be. And that was a very profound experience, and it was Srila Prabhupada's mercy to us to manifest himself that way and reassure us that he was present. So that was sort of the end of it. But then a friend suggested that we should have a place at Govardhan. So Tamal Krishna Goswami and I decided we would take up the project. That's a whole other story, which I won't be able to tell in detail now. But there is a very beautiful property on the other side of Govardhan Hill, near Dhan Gati. and it belonged to a king of Chhatrapur, which is anyway. And in the end, he gave us that. It was a palace. Gave us that palace, and we thought that now we can fulfill Srila Prabhupada's desire to reside at Govardhan. And the palace belonged to the royal family, so there is a room where the king used to sit, sort of like hold court, a very regal room facing Govardhan Hill, and thought, okay, now Srila Prabhupada can stay there. And so in that way, we also thought of fulfilling Srila Prabhupada's desire to come to Govardhan Hill. But I think that by the Govardhan retreat, we are bringing Srila Prabhupada with us, we're bringing him with us. He is here with us at every step. And I believe he's pleased that we have come here to Govardhan Hill to chant and hear the glories of Krishna and to get the mercy of Govardhan Hill and the other great souls. So I feel this is also a way of bringing Srila Prabhupada here, which was his desire. And I feel very much that he is present with us as we endeavor to serve him and to fulfill his desire that we develop love for Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you.